Good morning, and welcome to Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Monday, January 19th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Some of the sports leagues are recognizing the holiday by scheduling unusual day games on a weekday. In the NHL, the Philadelphia Flyers play at the New York Islanders at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable, and the NBA has a series of games staggered throughout the afternoon starting at 2 p.m. Let's start with a little soccer today. My choice of the soccer games on today is the border rivalry of Sweden versus Finland at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It doesn't seem to be on TV, but I'm sure it's streaming somewhere. Alas, we won't be treated to soccer in the snow. The game is in Abu Dhabi. In the NHL, the game to watch is Colorado Avalanche at St. Louis Blues, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Network. The Avalanche were last year's surprise team, but this year they've fallen back a step. If they want to make the playoffs, they've got to make a move soon. It's a hard thing to ask of them to start that move tonight on the road against the very tough St. Louis Blues. The NBA basketball action today starts with one of those rare afternoon games, the Detroit Pistons at Atlanta Hawks, 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. This doesn't sound like a very exciting game to casual basketball fans, because we've been conditioned to think of Detroit as bad and Atlanta as boring. Neither of those things is actually true anymore. The Hawks play in a very attractive way, moving the ball around the court with ease, and the Pistons are rocketing up the standings as the hottest team in the East. Later on, also in the NBA, the Chicago Bulls play at the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. After a wretched 2 weeks while LeBron James rested his ailing knee and back, the Cavaliers won two games on their recent trip to LA. Now they come home for a game against the Chicago Bulls, who were expected to be their main competition in the Eastern Conference playoffs this year. The Bulls do look strong, but with the Cavs struggling so much, and other Eastern teams like the Raptors, Hawks, and even the Pistons playing so well, it's premature to talk about these two teams meeting in the playoffs. There are a bunch of good college basketball games on tonight, but the game between Oklahoma and Kansas at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN is the only one between two top 25 ranked teams. Oklahoma is ranked 18th and Kansas 9th. The other games to watch would be Pittsburgh at the struggling but still 4th-ranked Duke, 5th-ranked Villanova traveling to Georgetown, and number 20 Texas playing at TCU. There's also some tennis. It's the Australian Open at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. The tennis season has begun in earnest with the first major of the year, the Australian Open. Because we're halfway around the world from them, the only reasonable time to watch the action is late in the evening here, but early in the day there. The big names on the schedule for tonight slash tomorrow morning are Samantha Stosur, Novak Djokovic, and Stan Wawrinka. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Monday, January 19th. You can find us on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.